5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Welcome aboard. You got it tuned in and locked in to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, where we're broadcasting live from the spectacular, beautiful day here in Sarasota, Florida. It's nice and just like a little crisp in the air. Hello, everybody. It's Hump Day Wednesday here, September 23rd, 2020. I'm your boy Roy here, and for the next hour, we're going to be rocking the mic here, broadcasting, bringing you up to local news, statewide news in Florida. You know, just since we're international guys anyway, might even give you world news tonight. We got a lot to bring to the table today, especially here locally. We're going to start off with a story right out of the gate, man, and it is a absolutely spectacular day, man. Like I mentioned, you can tell there is like really low humidity, which is very rare for anywhere in Florida. You know, Florida's like the swamps, man. It gets Africa hot. I, you know, when we were broadcasting over the summer, you know, I would tell you it's Africa and Haiti hot, I would call it. But yeah, as we stand here, September 23rd, 2020, we're on season two. Ever since autumn began on September 21st, we launched the show this week. We are on episode three here on season two, SRQ Talk. You can interact with the show like we like for you, to, the audience, to do. And we have a large audience, baby. Numbers can't be better. We just mention it every day because every day we get up to bigger, better numbers. And it's just, it's so humbling. At the same time, it's very gratifying. And I appreciate everybody tuning in. We like for you to participate in the show. If you have anything on the last episodes that you'd like to touch base on, give us drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. If you like for your voice to be heard, and a lot of you like your voices to be heard, you could go to srqtalk.com. That's our website, and we have a message button there. As soon as you hit the message button, it's ready to record a less than 60 second, whether you like us, whether you hate us like poison, whatever the case may be, go ahead and interact with the show. Of course, we have a Twitter handle as well. We have it's Twitter at SRQ Talk Show, and that's at SRQ Talk Show. If you want to go ahead and follow us there as well, we always upload, the past shows there, or just go to srqtalk.com. You have no problem finding the show, but if you're new to our broadcast, we can be heard basically anywhere where you get your podcast. Some of the ones that we feature here is Anchor, where we broadcast our show here off their dashboard, but there's Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox. That rounds it out right there, baby. So we're everywhere. You can catch us also by, if you're just a Google person, go ahead and put it into Google, SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to be number one, top three. We'll probably dominate the page, baby, because that's how we do around here. So it's Wednesday, hump day, halfway through the week here. A lot going on. And how about that, huh? Gave you the lock of the day yesterday, baby. What does that put us at for the year to cater to my degenerate gamblers here? That puts me at 63%. Definitely qualified for a statue being built outside the Bellagio, baby, in Vegas, of handicappers. We're not Mount Rushmore, 82%, like we were earlier in the summer. However, 63% is still Mac Daddy. That puts us to 24-14. We doubled down on the over. They've given it to us twice in that Toronto New York Yankees series, baby, and it came in like butter, baby. just like I told you it would. And guess what? The one that the basketball game that I was going back and forth whether I should give you or not, just because I was boycotting, and then we came to the meeting of the minds that, hey, I don't have to watch the game. I could still give you my opinion on the basketball game, even though I haven't been watching. I've been seeing highlights and things like that. So I said it for my money, and we can. I should have queued up the tape from yesterday when I said if I was betting my money, and Denver has shown me enough. They've gotten this far. 6.5 seemed right about right. I mean, if you're playing the Lakers, you know, it's either the Lakers going to blow them out by 30. Or it's going to be a competitive game. And I thought it was going to be a competitive game, and we were right. And we took the 6.5. I told you I was going to gobble the 6.5 and for you to run to the for the window. And we said also over 214. It's all documented, baby. Game went 220 over. So if we were giving you that lock, but we're not going to count that because I specifically said that wasn't my lock. That was only going to be if I was a betting man, that's what I would do right there. So I hope, some people go against me. Okay, some people go against me, which is just another calculated strategic move, you know. I'm not going to be right on all these things. That's why we're 63%. That means that we were 37% of the time we're wrong. But still, I'll take those numbers any day, baby. Shows brought to you by our old friends at srqtshirts.com. It took them a while to get into this week's show because we've been getting new sponsors every day here. But srqtshirts.com, very friendly website. Anybody that's listened to the show in the past knows that you can go to srqtshirts.com. They're a statement t-shirt local company here online there. And we have a promo code there, SRQTALK. And you'll get 10% off of any of their wonderful t-shirts. And they're all like, I like them here because we're SRQ Talk Show, and they have Sarasota shirts, Siesta Key shirts, Miami shirts. And how about Miami? After we bitched and moaned and we told Miami, why are the numbers so bad? Guess what? Miami stepped up, baby. Numbers are higher, a lot higher than they were. And we'll get into that also in the show. I love talking about my numbers, man, because, you know, I talk about them when they're bad, too. And I told you yesterday that Miami, yeah, numbers were like that, almost like Bradenton's, you know. But Bradenton doesn't get the message. Miami does because Miami butched up, baby. They went from the bottom of the barrel. They were mixed up over there with Lakeland and all that. All those people down there with St. Petersburg and stuff, and Miami just boosted up to 9%. You heard it here, SRQ Talk with your boy Roy, if you're just joining us. And of course, I'm bragging about my numbers again, but we got a lot to get to. So this was a story that we brought to you yesterday. And again, here I am, catering to Bradenton. You know, this is a story because I talk about Bradenton. You know, I bring Bradenton to the forefront. SRQ, it's their airport code. It's Sarasota/Bradenton Airport. But, you know, Bradenton's part of the huge part of the show here. And their numbers, I mean, and there's no helping it, man. I checked them today. They're still there. They like to be on the bottom. The only thing that they like to be number one is in cooties, cootie cases with the coronavirus. That's what they like to be the leaders of. All right, Bradenton. Yeah, I'm not going to get off your ass, Bradenton. Why did Miami butch up and spike up 6% in audience? And you can't do the same, okay? Sarasota blew it out the doors. They're sitting by themselves, second place, and they beat a strong Northport, which is 3. I love my Northport people, baby. But it's all clear. Everybody, there's no ties except in the bottom there with St. Pete, Lakeland, Orlando. I wish I could name you Tampa, but you didn't even make the top 10. So get out of here. And I know your hockey team is playing. The Lightning are playing today with Dallas. Guess what? In Dallas, Houston, I'm blowing up, baby. I might take the Stars against your Lightning, man. I might not want to be your Thunder. I'm only an hour south of you, and you give me those. You're not even the top 10. You're worse than Bradenton. That's horrible. But anyway, let's move on, man. So because we told you about a story yesterday, and let's just update. Let's see if it's an update. It might just be more about that house fire in West Bradenton yesterday. So let me see. Marty Saint Joseph here from ABC7 tells us that no doubt in this world that God is faithful. There's no way we were supposed to walk away from that, says John Daniel, which is the homeowner, which his house burned down on Monday night. The Daniel family walked uninjured out of their home that was engulfed by flames. The city of Bradenton Fire Department arrived very quickly, the homeowner says, Mr. Daniels there. And he also told ABC7 that the smell was so overwhelming that it woke him up, and that's what saved everybody's life there in the house. Way to go there, sir. If it was me, we'd burn to the crisp because my nasals and allergies are so bad, I wouldn't have smelled anything. We would all freaking burn to the ground. But now with Mr. John Daniels here, his sinuses are just perfect. He smelled that crap, got everybody up, all amped up, out of the house. I thought she bought a new, he's talking about his wife here. I thought she bought a new diffuser or something, some new smell that must have smelled like crap. Smell that woke me up in the middle of the night, and I was getting up to figure out what the hell that smell was, you know? The guy was just like, you know, what's going on here? And then the neighbors say the smoke was so thick that they couldn't even see the house was on fire. The fire department says that the fire happened in the back of the house and burned through the roof, like we reported yesterday. Connie Daniels, the wife, says that she can't believe her family walked away from the fire. Well, you better thank Mr. Daniels, man. He amped up. Way to go there, John. The fact that we smelt it in the first place. Hold on. We smelt it? Or John smelt it, okay? Yeah, Mr. Daniel smelt it, Connie. You were going to sleep right through it. The fact that we said that we, as Connie says, smelt it in the first place, they said it was a miracle. It's amazing we got out, she says. That's right. We're happy here in the SRQ talk show, Connie, that you got out. Bradenton Fire Department says that those flames cost more than $100,000. We said that yesterday, worth the damages in the home, and we were just hoping. And it says here the cause of the blaze is still under investigation, man. We thought we were going to get an update, man. Johnny and Connie Daniels there, hey, we're fans of you guys, and we're happy that everything worked out. Those things could be replaced, and we're just hoping. And you know what? Connie and John sound like responsible adults. I bet they did. If they owned a house, they got insurance. Well, let's hope so, okay? We'll update that. Wanted to touch base on that. Let's check the time because your time flies here with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Show. Let's see here. A little hump day Wednesday, huh, man? What a beautiful day it is outside. As soon as I'm done with the show here, man, I'm hightailing it, man. I got my all I need is bait. I got my pole in the back of the vehicle. I got my tackle box there. All I need is bait. The hook's ready to go, all tied up there, and that's it. You know, put that poor shrimp on there. Hope it kicks and makes it. Let it work for me, man. Today I'm gonna let the bait work for me today. That's it. Let the bait work for you, baby, and you'll catch two fish like I did in Venice. And I got witnesses. Okay, I got witnesses out there. We went to Casperin Beach out there in Venice, in between Venice and Nokomis. What a great time! I love the people. No wonder my ratings are off the roof in the Fort Myers, Venice, Northport area, man. I love those people, man. I even go down there. You see that, Northport? I went down to Casperin, spent my money over there, helped the economy, and guess what? Caught three fish. But I wasn't going to deal with the fish smell and all that in my cars, and they weren't big enough to keep. I don't know if they were legal or not legal to keep, but I was going to throw them in, so that's why I wasn't investigating those situations. And me and the person I was with realized, because I was with this person when I got my fishing license, I think I'm coming up to maybe I got to renew it, maybe. I got to check that out, man. I don't want, some ranger, anybody rolling up to your boy Roy and then me not having the license, which I did the responsible thing, get my fishing license. And I got the Mac Daddy one. I got the one for the ocean, for river, for anywhere in Florida, man. Your boy Roy can fish anywhere he wants. I just got to check the date on that thing, man. But anyway, very disturbing news I woke up to today. And you probably got, if you were up early this morning, you probably heard that deputies in Manatee County investigating a shooting that happened at the Walmart on State Road 64, man. Crimes are happening now on State Road 64? Really, man? Are you kidding me? I mean, really? I've shopped at that Walmart, man. That's why I go to the Osprey one. You know what? I don't got these issues, man. I don't even go to my closest one here on Beaver and Cattleman, okay? That's what I think about that one, okay? I go down south, man. I'm telling you, man. I gravitate. That's why my numbers are off the chain down south. Fort Myers, Northport, they understand me. I understand them. Osprey, Nacomb, and some. I'm huge there. I'm huge there. Absolutely off the charts huge. But anyway, this Statewood 64 one, and this is the one right off of I-75, exit 220, okay? For all you travelers and anybody familiar with 75, my truckers and tow truck drivers out there, it's exit 220 there on Statewood 64 there. It's the that Walmart, which, I mean, if you, honestly, I mean, let's think about it, man. I mean, there's a lot of sketchy, and I'm going to be nice, a lot of sketchy neighborhoods in Bradenton and in Manatee County, okay? But this is not one of them, okay? Let's get this straight. This is a lovely area, man. This is like the nice part. East Bradenton, State Road 64 there, a little bit west of the, when you get off on the exit there, depending on which way you're coming, but it's right there. It's a nice area. This Mac Daddy house is back there, man. Okay? This is a nice, upscale area, I would say. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not, you know, it's not Beverly Hills, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like very nice, especially compared to Bradenton. So it's newer developments and stuff. And for this to be happening out there, are you kidding me, man? So let's read this story, man, and see what's going on here. So Bradenton, the deputies with the Manatee County Sheriff Office are investigating a shooting that took place at the Walmart on State Road 64 East in Bradenton. The incident took place around 9:39 p.m. on Tuesday night, according to the staff here at ABC7. Deputies say that an armed suspect attempted to rob the store and shot the store manager also. You horrible individual. You have to rob him and you got to shoot him. What the hell you got to shoot a manager at Walmart for? Really, man? But deputies say an armed suspect attempted to rob the store and then he decided to take a pop shot at the store manager, hit him in the leg. According to deputies, the store manager is now in stable condition, but they are still searching for the shooter, you bastard. Deputies also say that there were not any other injuries from the shooting. No further information is available at this time. Deputies are investigating the shooting at the Walmart State Road 64, 9:39 p.m., armed suspect attempted to rob the store and shot the store manager in the leg. Basically, they got nothing. They got ugats. They got ugats. They got nothing on this guy. Well, you know what? There's definitely got to be video on this, okay? And I'm sure there is. And you know, shame on you, man. Keep that crap over there in the west side, Bradenton. Don't be bringing your garbage over here to the east side of Bradenton, which is Mac Daddy, okay? Now people are starting to rob stores at the Walmart. Man, people are losing it, man. It's this pandemic life, which is no excuse, okay? That's a despicable. And I hope you get caught and you know, and all the way to, you know, the drop the boom on the guy, man. Show him a lesson. Now, we ain't going to take this stuff out there in East Bradenton. Butch up, Bradenton. I mean, you got to be doing something. You're not listening to my show because your numbers are absolutely horrible, man. Horrible. I can't even believe you made the top 10. That's why people like Tampa, you know, that don't make the top 10. I mean, how could you? It's like hockey. How can you not make the playoffs? Everybody does. But anyway, this is not the sports edition, man. And I'm not going to get lathered up. I'm just going through stories here, keeping my audience in the know. Okay, you want to interact with the show? I already told you how to do it. srqtalk@gmail.com. Go to our website, www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Leave us a 60-second message. We're going to make you SRQ famous. If it's good enough, don't flatter yourself. Man, if it's not good enough, it's not good for your boy Roy here. Let me see. What else can we talk to you about? Let me try to get you another cater to Bradenton even more. So I gave you a little miracle story there about the fire, nothing on that, and then nothing on the, you know, they're still investigating the shooter in that robbery at the Walmart is still on the loose there. So anybody in East Bradenton there, either be on the lookout or pack it, man. You see this guy, you know what to do, man. I mean, honestly, really, you're going to start robbing places in East Bradenton? Is there anywhere safe to go anymore? Man, I don't know about this getting popular out here, man. I see a lot of construction in Sarasota. I hope this doesn't, if they don't think that this is going to become another Jacksonville or Miami, you know what I mean? But I got nothing bad to say about Miami. Miami really brought it, man. Their numbers are much higher. Let's see Miami really quick here. Let me get the updated numbers. And Fort Myers, man. Fort Myers, nobody's going to take the top spot from Fort Myers, man. Fort Myers is 38% of my viewers, but it doesn't mean that they're coming down. It just means that they're sharing the wealth. It's a total of 100% here of cities, and we rattled them off. You know, everybody's by themselves. There's really no ties until you get to the bottom of the toilet. You got Fort Myers leading the way. You got Sarasota butching up, taking full second place away from Northport. That's third. And then we got, you know what? We got Fort Lauderdale, okay? But guess what? Who's right on your ass, Fort Lauderdale? For the first time, you're being threatened for fourth place by the 305, baby. Stepping up. After I cried and moaned like a little girl yesterday to them that they weren't listening, they amped it up, man. They're at 9%. That's awesome. And then my only soul city in Manatee County, baby. Great city of Palmetto, baby. Yeah, Miami passed you, Palmetto. Palmetto was ahead, way ahead of Miami yesterday, man. Miami just blew you away, Palmetto, like they should. I mean, come on, man. Are you gonna beat Miami on ratings? I think not, man. My people came through, amped it up. And then I told you, we got the Drek at the bottom there. We got St. Petersburg, which I give the pass to St. Petersburg. I'm about an hour away. I love St. Petersburg. I don't know why they don't listen to me more. But I'm glad that, I mean, they made the top 10. It's not like, Tampa. You know, and I hope the Stars really take you today, man. We're going to give them a lock because guess what? Your boy Roy gave you a lock of the day yesterday. Toronto Yankee game over 9.5. It went well over 10-1. I think the Yankees got it all by themselves. Okay, so that's how it rounds off. And then, you know, I don't need to remind you, you know, Orlando Lakeland. And we know who at the bottom is, right? Who loves to be the toilet. There you go, Bradenton. Congratulations. All right, so, you know, let me see if we have any updated COVID-19 update here, because it is right now it's 12 noon. However, here on the East Coast, broadcasting live, Paradise, Florida, here, Sarasota. Let me see what the COVID numbers are, because they don't update this until and all they want to talk about, it's unfathomable. We have over 200,000 corona hits in the country. Get out of here, man. You're just sounds political, man. You're just trying. I see all these commercials from Biden about Trump. Listen, let me tell you something, man. It's time to be an adult here where you go to the polls, okay? First of all, I can't wait till the debates, okay? Then number one, I got my popcorn brewing already ready for the debates, man. I'm all in on the debates, okay? I thought I had this thing on silent. I wish I could take calls, but that's my personal one, you know, because I forgot, and I'm not going to apologize.
Whatever.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I didn't put it on silent. You think this is like your direct radio shows, okay, that are scripted and edited to sound all pretty and good? No, this is new, fresh, local, and guess what? Worldwide podcast, okay? Because we extend, I like to say hello to all my, let me see, how many international folks do we have out here? Let's check it out here, because I am an international guy, and we all know about the great Irish community, our first international city. Great people in that country of Ireland. Yeah, because I called them a city. Oh, yeah, I called them a city last time. They didn't know what I meant.
Whatever.
Damn it. There you go. Ireland, baby. Ireland, a great Irish community. Good afternoon. The UK, my Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there in London, baby. England and Mexico. Buenas tardes. We got Germany, always an ally of the U.S., ally of the SRQ show. Germany, baby. What do you think? The Middle Eastern community doesn't have good taste? You're damn right they do. That's why Turkey dialed in. Told you we were going to field a whole World Cup team here before it's all said and done. I guess the Netherlands heard us because they're chiming in. And guys, these are not 1%. 1% is what I call a radio accident, okay? Somebody that just crossed the show by accident, hit play or something, and then they're gone. You know what I mean? These aren't accidents. These are over 3% share, which doesn't sound good enough, but tell me how many international people you got on your podcast. Yeah, that's what I mean. And don't even get to me about the gender. You know that the ladies are 58% and we're loving it. Good afternoon, ladies. I hope every lady in my listenership is doing very well. We're coming up against the clock as usual because they only give me an hour show here and we break it up into two 30-minute segments. Usually try to keep up just like I gave you. I updated the fire out there in Bradenton. Told you about that guy that's still on the loose out there in State Road 64 there in the Walmart getting held up and the manager being shot. I was going to give you some news, and I should give you I had some news here on – I wanted to really get into the eviction and foreclosures and ban. You folks that aren't paying your rent and foreclosure, man, those days are coming to an end, and you don't know if they're going to extend it, but I just wanted to remind everybody because I like my audience to be in the know. If you are not paying your rent or mortgage due to the COVID-19, all October 1st is when the extension was until, and you could have still been sued. And they're just waiting so that, you know, your landlord could have put a motion into the courts. And it means that it's still going to count because once that kicks in on October 1st and then the court proceedings, you're never going to get away with not paying that rent, okay? Because that other human being that owns that, the mortgage doesn't stop. The bank's going to keep charging him. So you got to pay your rent, okay? So that's a memo to anybody that is, you know, taking advantage of the COVID-19 because you got plenty of money. You're getting great unemployment. They extended it. The great Donald Trump gave you one when Pelosi and these idiots couldn't come to terms, and they still haven't come to an agreement on that. Okay, they don't want to get an agreement though because they want to use it for their political gain. They're not worried about you. So you're making enough money out there. Pay your landlord. Okay, stay out of the court systems. I'm telling you, that's your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Show. I want everybody to stay with me here for the second half of the show because normally, okay, we don't have any rules here and stuff like that on the SRQ Talk Show, but we normally talk all sports. But guess what? Roy's ratings are so off the chain that Roy talks whatever he wants to talk, okay, because Roy is the podcast here. So we are going to talk a lot of sports because my sports degenerate gamblers that are a huge audience of mine as well. I got my boys out there, you know, in Jersey and stuff. You know, I'm huge in Jersey, man. I told you I'm huge in Jersey. And I was specific on where I'm huge in Jersey. Let me go back now that I said hello to my international audience here. As far as the states in the U.S. go, we ain't got much time here. We got cut off yesterday by Anchor. You know what? I don't want to get cut off by Anchor. I'll brag about my numbers on the other side. Stay tuned with me. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk Show on a hump day Wednesday. It's our speed bump between us in the weekend. Stay tuned with me because I'm only asking you to stay with me for 1 hour out of the 24 that exist in the day. Okay? Your boy, Roy. Next half hour, all sports. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. And thank you for sticking it out with the show here. It's your boy, Roy, broadcasting live again from Sarasota, Florida, September 23rd, 2020, the second half of the show. Well, that's what at least we call it here. It's basically, it's a 1 hour show Monday through Friday. And this is season 2, episode 3, what we call the second half, which In most cases, it's where I cater to the sports enthusiast and sports gambler wagering. That's why the second half of the show today is sponsored to you by wagerlock.com. Easiest gambling website out there. They're basically a sports consulting company that caters. They like to call themselves, they want you to make look at betting as just like stocks, just like the stock market, the legal gambling the society has programmed you to believe. So there's other ways to make money, and they believe that in the sports world there is, on legal gambling sites and stuff like that. Or if you're in Vegas, if you go to a window, you're at a casino that allows sports betting, definitely you go to, if you're sports wagering, you go to wagerlock.com. They're going to give you one lock, guaranteed lock. They're going to make you pay $19.99. Not everybody gives you free, like your boy Roy here on the SRQ Talk Show, SRQ Sports Show as well here on the second half. Wagerlock.com is going to charge you $19.99 only if it comes in. So they're absolutely, so this caters to the sports bettor that anywhere from $25, $50, $100, they usually run it out for a week, and then they have to either pay up or collect, basically is how it happens in that gray world. So there you go. If you need a lock of the day, and every gambler always does, especially a sports wager, you always need that guaranteed win. But you got to be disciplined. This is only one bet. This is not your, you know, your little parlays and your seven team parlays and teasers and, you know, your if bets and all this crap. Okay, it's one bet. Wagerlock.com. Pay $19.99, and if you're betting $100. Maybe it's worth investing on $19.99, because that's what they're going to charge you if it comes in, and they're guaranteeing it there. Go to their website, www.wagerlock.com, and you'll see how easy and user-friendly it is. So there you go. So sports, your boy Roy here. Hey, only because it's a new season and episode 3 doesn't mean that we're not hot. Our win yesterday that we doubled down on the Yankee Blue Jay series, two times it's come over. One time it was at 11.5 and we went over on that one, and it came in for us. Yesterday it was only 9.5, which made us a little nervous, just because from 11.5 to 9.5, it's all about pitching. But we know that these teams like to knock it around, man, and the Yankees are way overdue. They're behind your Tampa Bay Rays, baby, which to me is the hottest team in baseball. Okay. Hey, you guys got it going on over there, Hillsborough. The only thing is that you don't want to participate in the damn show, Hillsborough County. When we first launched the show, you guys were all in, all amped up. But man, I don't know if it's just, I believe I have like the same kind of audience. It's just that other cities in Florida are eating up at that 100%, man. And of course, Fort Myers hogging half of it. Huge in Fort Myers, man. So impressive. But anyway, yeah, I was going to go to your little, because I love to brag about my numbers, man. So I'm going to talk what I want. When your ratings are like mine, man, a show that only commenced on July 3rd of this year. Kidding me, man. It's hard, man. The podcast is filled with podcasts of everything, of every genre. Everybody has a podcast now, man. You know, to get these numbers, baby, you got to be Mac Daddy. Look at that, international cities listening in too, man. We went through those, but let's go through the states here real quick, and then I'll stop bragging. Give me one moment.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. And we already went through Florida, but Florida, as far as the states go in the U.S., it goes like this. First place, of course, baby. We broadcast out of Florida. It would be offensive not to be number one there. They're over half the pie, okay? They're like at 52% right now is Florida. Second place, believe it or not, and it still puzzles me, man. But, hey, Ohio loves the show, man. Specifically Columbus, Ohio. 100% of my viewership in Ohio comes from Columbus. And then this is the great news, man. Somebody got passed. I told you everything was big in Texas, right? My numbers are huge in Texas. And not only that, like Ohio, I tell you, is Columbus, not Dallas. Dallas breaks it up, baby. Now 85% is the land of the stars in Dallas, baby. That's right, baby. Even J.R. Ewing is listening to the show there. And there you go. If you had a doubt that I'm an old fart, there you go. The next 7% comes from Austin, and then Houston, baby, has tuned in. Houston's amping it up, baby. They know I'm a fan of the Beard and the Rockets and all that. And hey, they just couldn't get it done with the Lakers, man. You see the Lakers playing now and how good Denver's playing. How about Denver butching up, huh? The Nuggets, baby. We called that one. It just wasn't a lock, but we got the tape on it, man, where I told you to take them in the over at 214, like Butta came in, man. So let's go over the countries here. So the states, anyway. So let's opt out of Dallas here for a minute. So Texas, that's right. Texas is all alone. Third place in viewership around the country. So we got Florida, Ohio, Texas, and then, you know, they got taken by Texas, but Virginia still ahead of Georgia there. So Virginia and Georgia round out the top five. And then the bottom guys, which I don't like to call them bottom because we're huge in Jersey. Jersey's up next there. And specifically in Jersey, it's Clifton, New Jersey, North Bergen, and Bayville, off the chain in Bayville, man. Damn, love me in Bayville, man. They do. I even get emails from Bayville. They're amped up over there. But right on your ass, Jersey, like I told you yesterday, right on your ass is Nebraska, baby. For some reason, the Cornhuskers can't get enough of the show. And that's coming out of Lincoln, Nebraska. New York, you know, you should be damn embarrassed, New York. Really? New York is horrible, man. New York is down there with California, Oregon, and Washington. And again, not one percenters, not one hit wonders where they just had an accident and they just mistakenly ran into the show. No, these are over 3%, and that's why we count them. But that rounds it off, man. Washington State all the way out to Seattle. Oregon, they don't tell you the city in Oregon, do they? Oh, yeah, they do. Out of Boardman. Boardman, Oregon, they're tuning in there. Not out of, Portland. You know, that's Boardman, Oregon, baby. They're amped up on the SRQ talk show. They probably love the second half here that we call the SRQ sports show. And this is where we give locks, man, like we gave them yesterday, the over in the Yankee-Blue Jay game. We kind of subtly told you to go Nuggets in the over, gobble the 6.5. That came in like butter. So let's see what we got on the agenda today as far as sports go. In the NBA world, of course, baby, I might be boycotting the NBA, but don't get it twisted. I know my Heat are playing, baby. All right, they got out of the gates real fast. They went up 2-0 on that really talented Boston Celtics team, and we knew the road was going to go through Boston if we want any sniff of the NBA championship. And so they dropped one on Saturday, but the Heat are going to recover today. They're getting 3.5, and their over-under is 212. You know, even if I wasn't boycotting, I don't give locks. I don't play anything when it's your favorite team. That's the law here, your boy Roy. You know what I live by, man. You don't bet on your favorite team, and you don't bet with emotion if you're pissed off at the team for some axe you're grinding or something. That's bad juju, man. We don't do that here. But anyway, yeah, I'm staying away from that completely. I'm just go Heat, man. Go Heat, even though I'm boycotting it. See how much I'm missing out here because of them. Because they can't help themselves, and got my whole TV, my 61-inch flat screen HD TV's got to be plastered with Black Lives Matter on the floor, on the jerseys, every commercial, every t-shirt, warm-ups, all that. Get out of town, man. I had enough, so that's why I'm boycotting it. And I'm not going to keep justifying it here on the show. If you have a problem, okay, and it's all new to you, you can archive the shows. Go to www.srqtalk.com. There's a whole archive, our 37 episodes on season one. And we just launched season two here on Monday. Karen was telling me, you were saying you were launching the show. They would have thought you were launching the show. Whatever. Get out of here, Karen. They know it's season two, episode three today, September 23rd, 2020. And what they do know is that the numbers are off the chain, and we do appreciate everybody tuning in here. So let me see what we got here. So we can, you know, we're not going to touch the Heat. I'm just going to go Heat there, and we're going to move on here. NHL, yeah, Tampa. Yeah. You see how my numbers are absolutely off the chain in the great state of Texas there. Get three major cities representing in there. We got Dallas off the chain at 85%. And then we got what? Austin, and then the Beards City, Houston, Texas, baby. Everything's bidding in Texas. That's why my numbers are huge there. But we got the Stars and the Lightning today. Over under is 5. Lightning, a pretty good favorite at -150 on the money line, there. But you know what? That 5, baby, I'm going over all day. There's your lock of the day. Your boy Roy called it here, SRQ Talk Show on the SRQ Sports edition of it. Your first lock of the day here, September 23rd, 2020. I'm calling it at 1:03 p.m. here on the Eastern Standard Time. Lightning Stars tonight. They dropped the puck at 8 p.m. And that is on the CBC is what they're showing here is where they're going to televise the game. I'm sure CNBC is going to grab that. Actually, the game should be national. If you ask me, ABC, somebody should pick it up. I'm sure it's out there. But over under at 5 sounds kind of low, right? It sounds like almost bait, and it's going to be a 2-1 game. I tell you not, baby. Go over the 5. Root for an exciting, high-scoring game, man. I know you're shitting a brick over there, Tampa. Your numbers are horrible on my show. So guess what I'm going for? I'm going to go Stars, baby, all the way. The only thing that keeps me apprehensive is that I do have a friendly, one of those mayor-type bets with a friend of mine in the great state of Texas that if the Stars win, I got to send him 2 Caribbean lobster Mac Daddy ones. Make sure they're nice and frozen and overnight it to him. And he's got to do the same on that barbecue, baby. So we got a friendly bet is the only reason, but that's for the series. For this, I'm not saying I'm a total Lightning hater. I got a sweater in my closet, okay? I've been to Chase Club seats in Anime Arena. You know I can't ever like pronounce that damn arena. Get a new sponsor over there, man. Name it the SRQ Talk Show. I'm not willing to pay like $200,000 probably that you're charging that guy to call it the I can't even pronounce it. I hate that fucking arena only because I can't pronounce it. But I've been there plenty of time in the Chase Club seats where my last employer used to hook it up. So I'm a Lightning fan. They're like my adopted team, man. I'm a Florida Panther. Yeah, that track down there in Fort Lauderdale. And guess what, Fort Lauderdale? You're doing awesome, man. I love your numbers, man. Don't feel bad because the 305 just, gave you a little shake and bake and a little spin, okay? And they stiff-armed you, and they passed you. The 305 stepping up, baby. Yeah, man, you guys were buried down there in Lakeland, man. You don't want to do that, bro. You know what I mean? You got to represent better than that, man. Spent 30 years in that damn dreck, okay? Now you hardly can pay me to go, okay? But anyway, man, Lightning and the Stars, we're going over the 5. Your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Show, is telling you to run to the window, go over, and I'll root for a really exciting game there. There you have it. I didn't go against you, Tampa. You mean your numbers better come up, Tampa. Even St. Petersburg is beating you, man. That's why I like St. Pete better than you. Honestly, man. I mean,
whatever.
Yeah, so go over. That's your first lock there. Let's keep our eye on the time. You know, we got cut off yesterday because we're Roy's Rowdy Rebels. All my people out there in England, man. I can't wait. When is the World Cup, man? Because we're practically fielding an international team right here just on the audience, okay, including the USA. Are we ever going to win a World Cup? Yeah, come on, man. USA, butch it up, man. Let's be competitive in these World Cups, man. It's like embarrassing when we don't qualify, man. When's the damn next World Cup, man? So someone Google that. You think I have help here? No, I got to carry a whole one-hour show here by myself. You think I have some hot bitch reading the news? No. You think I have comedians writing scripts for me for your scripted, you know, funny jokes that you say? No. Roy carries the show by himself because this is Mac Daddy. This is new, fresh, local, worldwide talk, man. International. It's off the chain in Texas. Man, we are loving life here. Let's give you a lock, man. We already did on the over in the hockey game. Let's see what else we got going on. We're just going to have to go with baseball, man. There's nothing else going on. You can't touch the Heat game because we're fans, and that would go against our rule here. Oh, did I mention that the show is sponsored to you by WagerLock.com? Man, you need a lock, man. That's a no-given. And they're no nonsense over there at WagerLock.com. Very, very simple, man. To the point. $19.99. They're not there to chit-chat or anything to you. You give them their very safe and secure. It's a square up payment that you're going to make $19.99. They email you. They say within an hour. Sometimes they do it in 10 minutes. They'll email you the lock of the day, man. And sometimes that gets people out of a lot of shit. And they're not gonna charge you the $19.99 if it doesn't come through. Obviously, man. That's why they're Mac Daddy. Go to their website, www.wagerlock.com, and they'll get you out of the hole there, man. They're going to guarantee you a lock. Who else is knocking on the door to help you right now with your picks? Except your boy Roy telling you to take the over. You know what? I got nothing to lose. My picks are free. I'm just Mac Daddy. I'm just 63% here, and we're 24-14. That's all. You know, just punting along, man. 63%. Your guy's not 63%. Just ask the boys out there in Bayview, New Jersey, if their boy is 63%. No, that's why they're tuning into your boy Roy, and I'm giving them the over on the Lightning Stars. Okay, let's see in baseball here as we're halfway through. Of course, everything is. You want to email me or you want to talk to me? You can't call me up. It's a podcast, silly. So you got to go to drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or if you want to talk to me, leave me a voicemail, man. I don't take calls. Go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and they'll give you 60 seconds. So don't be, rambling on and stuff. Just say straight and to the point, man. Concise and to the point. Let's see here. Let me see. Angels. Yeah, I mean, it's 1:09 here p.m. on the East Coast, and we do got a game in baseball at 4:10 p.m. today, Angels and the Padres, the San Diego Fathers there. And of course, I mean, as you know, that's my favorite new team. I'm not joking. I love the Padres, man. I've been saying it. Archive the shows by going to the website, srqtalk.com. You'll be seeing all summer I was hyping up the Padres. They're great, man. They're stacked, man. They got Tatis's kid. I mean, they're stacked. They're Mac Daddy, the Padres. The Fathers, the San Diego Fathers, man. -182. Their over-under is 8.5. If it wasn't for the Angels, I think they get that 8.5. You know what? We're going over, baby. Over. It just like these things, they just jump off the page on me. Listen, man. Padres, Angels, 4:10 p.m. And that's actually on Fox Sports Network there, baby. So it's going to be for the average Joe there. You got Fox Sports. You're going to be able to watch that game. That's Fox Sports Southwest. Of course, you know they're regional, and that's a West Coast game. Angels Padres today, 4:10 p.m. Your boy Roy's telling you to go over 8.5. The thing is, I think the Padres are going to win too there, but they're too much of a big favorite. That would be an easy way to go for me. They're -182 right now, so that would be not fair. So that's why we go the over-unders on these games. I know the purists in baseball, the real old-school gamblers, they'll tell you, that's a cop-out. That over-under didn't exist in my day. You know what? But it exists in my day, okay? Stop hating these old-timers. Ah, you kids, you don't know what you're doing. Get out of town, you old fart. The over-under, it's a great bet. Oh, that's not talent. That's not handicap. That's just 50-50. That's why. That's why you want, well, what do you want to make it harder on yourself? It's already 50%. It's either going to go over or under, man. That's your best odds. You got to walk into any casino, man. Your boy Roy, you can quote me on this, man. Just go with the odds. That's why when I go into a casino, besides getting suckered into the two-card Texas, hold'em and poker, that's my thing. But I'm usually rolling with a hot chick, and that's the worst thing. When you got a hot chick waiting on you to play poker, you just don't play right. It's just too much pressure, man. You know, you got to keep giving her money to go away, to go hit the slots and hope that, she comes through and hits the jackpot, man. You know, because you know how I roll, man. I only roll with a hot chick, so if I'm going to Vegas especially. So I usually stay away from the poker. So what do? I sit with my hot chick and play roulette all day, baby. I mean, the girls love it. They can participate. My 58% of women will tell you, man, there's nothing in a hot than being standing there playing roulette with your guy that's looking Mac Daddy too. You're looking hot. You're feeling good. You're in Vegas. Oh, man. I got to get out to Vegas, man. Damn it. The flights are going out now. I bet you could get a nice flight out to Vegas, man. I want to go to Vegas. I know somebody dear to my heart that I'd like to go to Vegas with that has never been to Vegas. Yeah, that's weird to me, man. I kind of was looking at it sideways myself. Never been to Vegas. Guess what? If you're ever going to go to Vegas, you go with your boy Roy. Absolutely, no doubt. Twice on Sundays, baby. All right, so we're up against the clock as usual. We already told you we'd like to thank all our sponsors this week, including WagerLock.com, which sponsors the second half of this show today, season 2, episode 3. Lock it up with your boy Roy. SRQ Talk, man. We gave you local news on the front side. We're coming up against the clock here. We already gave you two locks already. I mean, we gave you the in the Dallas Lightning game today. We say go over 5 is the play there. And we're going over on the Angels Padres game at 8.5, baby. So, yeah, the older guys like to tell you, hey, that's not talent. The over-under was just made to for the house to make money, just another sucker bet and things like that. And I kind of agree with them when they say parlays. I mean, it's hard enough to win one bet. The parlays are a bitch. It means you got to win two. And if you really break it down, how much more are you really making? Because say you're betting $100 on a parlay. If you hit them both, those are two bets that you got to be right on, okay? If you hit them both, you're going to make $260 in most places, right? But say you did them separate, $100 on the over, say, and $100 on the game. Okay, say the Dolphins and the over. You bet the Dolphins and you bet the over. It's $100 on each. Yes, you're investing $200 more, but less catastrophe could happen. You can cancel out and maybe only lose the VIG on 10% and maybe lose only 10 bucks, and you'd probably be happy if you canceled out. If you hit it big, if you hit both, you win 200. In the other way, you're investing less, 100, but you got to hit them both. Okay, it's not like the other way where you can split. There's no splitting in a parlay. So you got to hit them both. So, and if you do hit them both, you get 260 compared to the other way where you'll get 200. So it's a $60 spread. Plus you got the insurance with the push that you can hit one out of two and push with the other way. So you see what I'm saying, guys? Makes you think, right? That's why you're tuned in to your boy Roy here. I like to keep my audience in the know, and I like to take this opportunity to thank everybody that listens, not only domestically here, internationally. This is a podcast that just came out of just organically. And most things that happen organically are Mac Daddy. Okay. And that's why my numbers are off the chain. And that's why I can't stop talking about them, because it amazes me as well. Okay. That I'm off the chain in Fort Myers. I mean, Fort Myers is really fans, man. They are off the chain numbers. Northport, Osprey, all that area. I mean, I so appreciate you guys. And thank you, Sarasota, for stepping up to the plate. Okay, you heard me whining and crying like a baby, and you stepped up. I like that. I like that a lot. SRQ Talk Show, baby. I love the town. I love the people here, and I definitely mean well. I know I'm an obnoxious New Yorker that sometimes is hard to take. Not going to appeal to everybody, but all I'm asking for you is for 1 hour out of your 24. Okay, and I appreciate you guys. Bradenton, F you, okay? Until your numbers come up, Bradenton, I'm done kissing your ass, okay? I'm a disgruntled ex, okay? I am definitely out with you. You should be embarrassed. The only thing you got going is over Tampa. That didn't even make the top 10, okay? And I'm spotted in Orlando, Lakeland. You know, don't get me wrong. I spread around Tampa, but not Tampa. They're pissed off that I'm going to go for the Stars today against the Lightning. And that's right. Go Stars. Not going to say for the series, I hope the Tampa wins so I can get some barbecue chicken from some nice barbecue ribs from Texas, where I'm huge in Texas. Not only in Texas, specifically in Austin, Houston, and off the chain Dallas. And that's why I tried to be nice to you, Tampa, and not rub it into you, because I think Dallas outright today, okay? But that wasn't my lock of the day. My lock of the day was over 5, and I gave you Tatis's team, Tatis's kid, because I knew his dad, Fernando Tatis. Tatis's kid is playing for the San Diego Padres. 8.5, not enough, so we're going over. They slipped on that one. So that's our two locks of the day. I thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow's show, because we do go ahead and broadcast 5 days a week. Interact with the show. Hit me up an email, srqtalk@gmail.com. Leave me a less than 60-second message there. I'll make you SRQ Talk famous. Go to our website, www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Record for me a 60-second, whether you like us, whether you think we're an abortion, regardless. You give us your thoughts on what you think of the show or what you want to bring to the show. As Jim Morrison says, it's coming to the end. And as I say, there is no more. All I ask you to do is to go be nice to somebody. So go out and be productive. Now get the hell off my show.
Oh, thank you.